What's up, fans? It is Monday, February the 5th, 2018, the day after the Super Bowl, and you are listening to I Am Orlandis with your host, Orlandis Dawson. Listen, it was a great game yesterday. I mean, better than could be expected with the two teams that were playing. They were so evenly matched. It came down to the last drive. Philadelphia wins the Super Bowl. Great game. And just the whole event was awesome, was amazing. Just really great to be present there and to witness everything that went down. I'll get to the game in another podcast, the actual game. But what I want to talk about today is the halftime performance by Justin Timberlake. There are a lot of people that are Justin Timberlake fans that sounded off, that loved it, that was just like in the moment, that was just crazy into it. There are a lot of us out there who are also Prince fans who saw the tribute, saw the gravity of the event that was actually a Super Bowl in the hometown of Prince in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and just appreciated that that was done on that stage in front of the entire world. The Super Bowl is the biggest event that comes on TV every year. So the entire world was watching the biggest event on TV in Minneapolis. And there it was. Just a perfect tribute to Prince, his music, his legacy. And it just couldn't have been done. It just couldn't have been timed better. It was just a perfect, and having his voice and having him sing the song, and also, you know, with Timberlake accompanying him, I thought that was very tasteful. It was very respectful. Just an awesome event. And then to see the whole town painted purple with the symbol was just something that was just, as a Prince fan, as a lifelong Prince fan who's followed him and who's been inspired by him as a musician, I thought that that was just incredible. However, and there's always a however to these things, you have a lot of people throwing shade, and not nearly as many people that actually appreciated it, because I think there are a lot more Prince fans out there than there are people that just get online and just hate on everything that has anything to do just so they can be heard and people can pay attention to them. A lot of Prince fans that even cried in the moment because they saw the event and saw the gravity of the event and just had the gratitude that was shown by one musician to another music legend in his hometown, on a world stage, on the biggest event on TV. But then you have these people that some musicians, some actors, comedians, or whatever, you know, throwing shade on the event, saying they didn't like it, saying that that was, you don't do Prince like that and all that stuff. You know, who are you? What event, what tribute did you do? I mean, there are musicians on there saying, you don't do Prince like that. That's not how you do a tribute. Well, tell me, what tribute did you do? What tribute to Prince? A person who made waves, a person who inspired you. What was your tribute? Who saw it? Was it in front? Was it your biggest moment? Was it your biggest concert moment that you paid tribute to Prince? The comedian Sinbad went on a tirade. What tribute did he do? And who watched it? I mean, who watches Sinbad anyway? He's washed up. He's a has-been. Really, the real thing that happened was all these people who are defunct. I mean, Jemele Hill even sounded off. She had an opinion. Jemele Hill, is she even a musician? I mean, what tribute did she do? Sounded off like she didn't like it. It was tasteless. How dare he do that? What? That is the dumbest thing. I mean, you didn't say anything when Madonna had a tribute that was just awful. But here he is. I mean, let me set the stage for the event. The next time there will be a Super Bowl in Minneapolis, Minnesota, will be in about 30 years. 30 years. Now here we are. You know, the perfect timing, everything is still fresh. You know, Prince is still fresh in the minds, especially of his fans and his hearts. Still think about him, listen to his music every day. I'm one of them. Here's the event, the biggest stage in the world, in his hometown, and someone does a tribute to him. How horrible. How horrible. Really? I mean, really? Come on. That was horrible. Are you serious? A person showing homage and respect to a legend who inspired many in their hometown on the biggest stage in the world that won't be a stage there again for the next 30 years. It was horrible that he showed respect to Prince. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Sinbad, you're a comedian and you're not that good. No one's listening to you now. You haven't done anything relevant in about 20 years. Stay in your lane. You're just trying to get the limelight. You're just trying to get that limelight that was shed on Prince. That fame and all that, and you're trying to put yourself in the spotlight. Well, let me tell you, from one Prince fan, and I speak for many, the millions of Prince fans, sit down, shut up, stay in your lane. You're a has-been jerk off. And I know, you know, this is a podcast, I'm talking noise, and it sounds like I'm angry. It's because I am. I'm angry at all the haters and all the people that are trying to use this moment to shine the light on themselves, to use a moment of an icon, a music icon, a tribute, so people can look at them, to shine, to try to bask in that light in a negative way. Jemele Hill, you're a journalist. You're a sports journalist. And you already got fired from one station because you couldn't stay in your lane. You're not a musician. Stay in your lane. You do what you do, and you let us do what we do. We appreciate it. We enjoyed it. You're an idiot for even speaking out on it. And then all these so-called fans, and it's not very many, but it's a few that are trying to throw shade on the event. You're not a Prince fan. You never were a Prince fan. The only time you became a Prince fan is after he died and people started, you know, there was a big thing about him and there was a big fad to be a Prince fan. Then you so-called yourself a Prince fan. You're not a fan. If you didn't appreciate that, if you didn't appreciate that in the moment and you didn't see the gravity of doing a tribute to a legend in their hometown on the biggest stage in the world, you're not a fan. You never were. Shut up and stay in your lane. We enjoyed it. Us fans, we were emotional. It was an emotional response. If you were a real fan and you followed him all your life and your music and you were inspired by Prince, you loved it. You absolutely loved it. And just, I mean, it's just ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. There's always going to be these haters out there, these entertainers, these artists who aren't doing anything relevant, trying to steal the spotlight. That's all they're doing. You're trying to steal the spotlight from a legend. But you know what? It's not working. The army of Prince fans and fans of his music, we see what you're doing. We see you. We know, and we're disgusted. The tribute was amazing. It was awesome. I'm glad he did it. I'm glad he didn't do the hologram because, as Sheila E. pointed out, when she said Prince said when he was alive, after seeing the Michael Jackson hologram and the Tupac hologram, that he never wants anything to do that to him. And it was great that Justin Timberlake listened. And instead, he used a clip from a Prince video and a song, which I thought was perfect. A perfect tribute at the perfect time, on the perfect stage, in the perfect place, his hometown. If you didn't enjoy that, you never were a fan. You need to keep your mouth shut. And that is my podcast. That is the whole reason for this 8-minute, 9-minute rant, is because there are haters like you out there. And you're everywhere. You'll hate on anything. But when it comes down to it, you're just trying to steal the spotlight. And we're not buying it. You're not a fan. You never were. Stay in your lane. And we'll be okay. You do you, we'll do us. Prince fans unite. Prince Army. Hey, it was great. I'm glad it happened. And, you know, could have been done in a better way. That being said, that is the end of my podcast. Stay tuned for more podcasts. Stay tuned for my Super Bowl highlight podcast. It was a great game. We'll go over that. But for now, this is just based on the tribute. Just focusing on something that was just amazing for an amazing artist, amazing entertainer, performer, composer, everything. Prince, may you rest in peace. Guys, take care. This is Orlandis with I Am Orlandis, the podcast. We'll see you next time.